Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your real estate update for, what is today anyways? November 28th, 2023. So there's really not a lot of economic data today other than one thing, and it's going to probably make mainstream media and a lot of YouTubers' heads blow up today. Let's get to that in a second. But what I want to show you right here is these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. So how's the first house market going, or the sales market going? Well, that's really the only economic news we have today. What's going on with home prices? So let's get over to our economic calendar to see what's taking place today. Well, the only thing we have right now is the consumer confidence. And I'm expecting that to come in probably lower than this number here. But it doesn't show on this screen, so you have to do a little bit of a deep dive into the news, because we had some fantastic news today coming in on home prices. Now, this isn't going to be happy news for those that have been sitting on the sidelines watching mainstream media and a lot of other people saying, guys, there's going to be a housing crash. So just sit on the sidelines and wait for that crash. Well, the unfortunate part is housing gets more expensive. You're seeing it right here. Case-Shiller just came out today, said home prices soared to a record high, up 5.5% annually. Just to put this into context, folks, on a normal historic basis, we usually see about 4 to 5% appreciation in housing. We're at 5.5%, and everybody's out there basically telling you the housing market is going to crash. So what should you do? Well, you have to really focus in on the area that you live, because there are some pockets of the country that's not doing so well. You have San Francisco, you have Austin, you have several other cities. But on the norm, the majority of housing prices up there, they are going up. And I can vouch for that with bidding wars that we see from our borrowers on a daily basis. But if you really want to take a deep dive into housing prices, this is an annual basis, Case-Shiller. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I live in Cleveland. I really don't care what's going on in San Francisco. I want you to dig into your local area to see how prices are going. Talk to your local realtor if you're out there really looking to consider buying a house in this market. But the one area you can go to is Zillow.com. What you're going to do is go into the research section. And then under research, you're going to hit data, and it is right through. It's way up there, isn't it? It's right through here. You're going to hit data. Okay, then once that comes out, you're going to scroll to the bottom of the screen, and it's going to tell you what your markets are doing. These are some of the top markets in the whole country, so pick the area that you're closest to. You're seeing Hartford, Connecticut. It's up almost 12% year over year. So meaning from October of 2022 to October of 2023, Hartford, Connecticut is up almost 12%. Now, yes, you do have the flip side of this. You scroll down, and there's those areas I was talking about. You have Austin, Texas, down 9%. I thought this would be a little bit bigger than that, because Austin has seen a 200% appreciation rate in the last 10 years. Okay, that's 20% a year. Well, not really if you average that out, but it's a substantial gain. So I thought Austin would take a little bit bigger of a hit, but it's not. 10% is, it's a big number, but it's not catastrophic. But when you're talking the national averages, again, you go to back to Case-Shiller, it's saying in 2023, the average home is up 5.5%. Guys, that's the facts. So if you're watching some of these channels and you're watching some other things, please, you know, at least give your opinion to those channels and let them know. Guys, I'd really love to know what my local area is doing and the facts behind all this. That's what I try to provide you guys on a daily basis. So that's our only economic news that we have today, other than the consumer confidence. It's not out yet. It's coming out shortly. I don't really think a lot of people are confident in this economy, especially with a lot of the polls, and they're dismal. Okay, so that's what we have right now, and that's basically the only economic news we have for today. So based on this, let's go over to the bond market and figure out what's going on. So right here, this is what we follow on a daily basis. So I'm a mortgage advisor. I subscribe to a channel called MBS Live. If you're a mortgage advisor out there, I'd highly suggest you do this. I think I might have the description or the link down below. But if you're a realtor, you're a consumer, you're maybe a teacher, please, all I ask you to do is follow me on a daily basis. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do, and it's right down there. So what we follow on a daily basis is what in the world's going to go on with interest rates. I don't know what's going to go on home prices, because they vary all over the country. But what I can give you is at least my feedback on what I expect going on with mortgage rates. So what I do is I follow this right here. So what it is, it's not the 10-year treasury, it's not the 2-year treasury, it's not even the rate that the Federal Reserve controls. What this is a mortgage-backed security. Okay, it's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street, that's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Okay, so what we follow is we follow the price of the bond. All you need to know is this: if the price is down, rates are going up. If the price is up, rates are going down. There's an inverse, a yin-yang effect of this. So you're seeing the markets down about 0.06 to 0.08. There won't be any changes with rates today. I'm expecting the markets to be completely flat until we really get some data in that's juicy on the inflation front that we're going to see on Thursday, because the number one indicator, the number one inflation tracker that the Federal Reserve monitors is coming out on Thursday. So tune in on Thursday. I'll give you the beat on what's going on with that, how that's affecting mortgage rates. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd love to use your services. I'm looking for a house right now. Or you know what? I even have a house under contract. I locked in my rates. I locked it in a couple weeks ago and the rates have dropped dramatically since then. What can I do? Is there something else out there better for me? Well, we can answer a lot of these questions for you. What I ask you to do is we created a link right up there at the top. It says loan estimate. What happens is once you get a pre-qualified with a bank or a lender, they have to send you out a package. It's probably about 40, 50 pages long. Part of that package is what's called a loan estimate. Okay, it goes over the price of the house, how much you're financing, the interest rate, and all the fees. We'd love to analyze that with you. What do we do? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor. I'm actually set up with over 70 different lenders. 70. So I can use their rates and their programs to offer you. So what I need you to do is upload your loan estimate into that portal right there. I'm going to do a video and get back with you and say, okay, here's what you have. Here's what we can get you. Sometimes I go back to you and say, God bless you. You did fantastic. There's nothing, you know, you got a great rate and the fees are fantastic as well. Most of the time, here's what's happening. I'm coming back saying, okay, we can save you $2,000-$3,000 in costs. Okay. Or I come back and say, you know what, I get you a 0.25% difference or lower in interest rate. What happens most of the time is I come back and get you a lower rate and lower fees. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So all you need to do is upload your loan estimate into there. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd love to see can I buy a house in this market? Okay. Do I make enough money? Is my credit good enough? Do I have enough money for a down payment? Well, don't disqualify yourself. That's all I ask you to do. Reach out to us. We'd love to help you. How do you do that? Well, you can hit the apply now button, answer a few questions. It's going to assign you to a loan officer on my team, or maybe even me, to get back with you, set up a consultation, and answer any questions that you have. Then once you're comfortable with that, we go ahead and allow you to finish your application. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, can I email? Can I call in? Absolutely. You can do both of those. Scroll down to the bottom of our website. It's theRateUpdate.com. You're going to see all that information right here. You can give us a call. 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. My email is dan@therateupdate.com. So I hope you found value in this channel. Hope you subscribe and hope you watch every day to keep yourself informed on what the heck's going on with real estate. Take care. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.